Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 276 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? First of all, in the interest of not making the people at All Things Comedy, like Aaron and his fellow techs, jobs more difficult, I am not touching any settings. Last week I recorded, I put some kind of crazy echo in there, and they had to clean it up, and I appreciate you guys and what you do. I will not touch anything. I know I've been talking about my improved recording setup. Unfortunately, I ordered a desk from a company called Versa Tables, and it's one of those standing desks that you can raise the height of it so you can work sitting down or standing up. I'm sure that it's going to be beautiful and it's going to help whenever I get it. This company has been comical how bad they've done on this. So I ordered it. Then I got a confirmation of the order email. You've all seen those. And they asked me to confirm it. I did confirm it. Then about 5 days later, I get another email just saying to respond to this email above the line. And it's my order. So I responded and said, yes, that's my order. Then the customer service guy called me. Of course, he called me at 5:20 on a Friday afternoon when the business is done. You can't call him back. So I called back Monday. Once again, they want to confirm the order. Apparently, they had a one number wrong on my credit card. Mistake. It can happen. Give them the new credit card info. Go over the order, what I want. Added a couple of things to the order. That afternoon, someone calls from shipping to ask me the exact same questions. Address, credit card number, what I ordered, and had a different desk order. So I'm glad they called because it was the wrong one. Yesterday, which was Thursday, I got an email asking me, this is from, I guess, sales or somebody, how do I like my desk? And I said, I'm probably going to love it if I ever get it. Bottom line, this is why I haven't set up the new recording stuff. I have nothing to put it on, and we'll get it. I promise we'll get it. So anyway, let's get into episode 276. There's something specific I want to talk about, and I will definitely go into that at the end. But we'll start off with our what do we want to call it now? Our routine stupid? Our weekly update of stupid? Let's give it a name. Trump. So, you've probably seen this week his trip to Michigan. And, you know, he can't stand Michigan. He can't stand the governor of Michigan. She's a woman and she's smarter than him, which are two things that he absolutely hates. So Michigan has a rule that, first of all, they're not supposed to give a tour. He wanted a tour to Ford factory. Second of all, if you go, you're supposed to wear a mask. And he's like, I'm going to wear a mask. I'm not going to wear a mask, blah, 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 blah. Ultimately, I guess he wore the mask for part of the tour, but he wouldn't wear the mask for pictures. And, they said it sets a bad example and on and on and on. And it's just this mask thing. I talked about it last week. These people, I'm going to get into this more later, but these people with I do not wear a mask because of my freedom are just a bunch of fucking idiots, okay? And I will talk more about that later. And more came out with the CDC. So, now, hydroxychloroquine, Trump is claiming he takes this every day or takes it regularly. Even Fox News had to say, do not take this drug. If you're sick or susceptible, this drug will kill you. And of course, he's probably lying about taking the drug. And the thing I read that I loved was it was pointed out, why would you believe him? Like, he lies so much. Why would you believe him when he says he takes his drug? He's probably lying. It's what he does. And then we get into this is the funny stupid of Donald Trump. And yeah. This is that. The anger and the hatred and the evil of Donald Trump. This is where the problem lies. So You know he's mad with anyone who doesn't agree with him, anyone who doesn't fall in line or do what he's going to do. Now, you know, there's been a problem with PPE, personal protective equipment, masks, gloves, et cetera, getting them to the people. So he appoints Jared Kushner, and Jared says, well, the equipment doesn't belong to the states. It's our equipment. And then someone tries to explain to him that we are the United States of America. And of course, it belongs to the states. And some governors have had to work around him. Governors are making deals with PPE companies. Governors are picking up their own supplies on the open market any way they can. Larry Hogan, a Republican, the governor of Maryland, went so far as to use the National Guard of his state to protect PPE that was flying in. PPE shipment came in. He wouldn't tell them where it was going. He used the National Guard to escort it because the federal government has been seizing some of these shipments as they come into the country, et cetera, et cetera. Well, because Trump is so vindictive and unfortunately has the power to do something like this, and this is just what we call shitty. This is just bad. So when the National Guard is called up, when the National Guard is called to action by the government, if they work for 90 days, they get credit toward their GI Bill, education, retirement benefits, etc. Okay, they must be, if you're in the National Guard, you must be enlisted for 20 years to qualify for a pension. But for every 90 days served in a federal emergency, you can speed up your retirement by 3 months, qualify for reduced tuition, et cetera, et cetera. So what Trump is going to do is he's going to end this national emergency on June 24th to stop troops that were deployed in late March from reaching their 90 days of duty. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? He's actually going to stop them 1 day short of getting credit for their 90 days of service because that's when their additional benefits kick in. Why? Because governors have used their state, used the National Guard to protect the PPE that his idiot son-in-law is trying to seize for unknown reasons. I mean, the pettiness of that is beyond belief and yet normal. And that's the thing about it. When people talk about what is the new normal, that's the new normal. In his racism, you know how much Trump hates Barack Obama. And you know this past weekend was a really bad one for him because we were reminded how much we love Barack Obama. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama spoke at commencements for students of 2020. Of course, it was a beautiful, coherent, moving speech, relatable, intelligent, everything that Barack Obama is, which of course is everything Trump is not. So you know he listened and you know he hated every moment. So the presidential portrait, this is something that's done. Every president has a portrait hung in the White House after their presidency. It is typical. It is routine. It has been done every time the president invited the previous president to the unveiling of his portrait. So, of course, Trump is not going to invite Obama because he's a baby and he's a bitch ass and he hates Obama. But more importantly, it's back to the racism. It's back to Trump is doing a horrible job as president right now. Unemployment's up. Economy's a mess. Nobody knows what's going on with this virus. His reaction has been slow. He's lied about tests being available. He's lied about us doing the best in the world. I talked about that last week with his racism toward the Chinese reporter who asked about it. And he said, ask China. He's doing a horrible job, as we all know. So he has to fall back on something to get reelected. And he's going back to good old racism. So I ain't inviting this black man to the house. That's what it boils down to for his supporters. That's the dog whistle. I talked about Michigan. He went to Michigan. He went to the Ford plant, and he talked about Henry Ford and what good bloodlines Henry Ford had. Now, what that's a very specific and strange thing to say, right? That the man had good bloodlines. Why did he say that? Because Henry Ford was a notorious anti-Semite. Henry Ford hated Jews. He was even received an award from the Nazis for his hatred of Jews. He had a newspaper about it, all of this stuff. This is the dog whistle, okay? You say he had good bloodlines is your way of saying to the white nationalists, to the white racists, to the white supremacists, I hear you. I'm still with you. I'm still your guy. This guy who hated Jews had great bloodlines. That's what he's saying. It's the dog whistle, and it still works. Probably one of my favorite comments made about Donald Trump this week, and it was very simple. He ain't too bright. He ain't too bright. That's what was said. So science, which we all know how much he hates science. Okay. I don't even know how to start with this. So numerous people who have worked in the White House, worked with the White House, intelligence people, science people, etc., have said how difficult it is to explain anything to Donald Trump. You have to, they've literally hired consultants to figure out how to explain it to him. They use pictures, they use graphs, they it's like trying to teach a child, but he has no attention span, so even that is difficult. So they told Trump, you know, and he's always saying, we're the wins, we're number one, you know, we blah, 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 blah. So they told Trump how many, they were talking about COVID-19 coronavirus deaths, and they said per capita. And Trump says, and you know, this is the quote, and you know, when you say per capita, there's many per capitas. That's what was followed by, he ain't too bright. Now, I don't speak Latin, but I read. Per capita means per person. It means per person. So there aren't many per persons. You can't say that, you know, the income, you know, the $1,200 is 1% income per capita. And then you say there's many per capitas. So what you're saying is, well, the $1,200 is 1% income per person. That makes sense. And then you say there are many per persons. No, there can't be many per persons. It's per capita. It's singular. It has to be, because by definition, it's per person. You see how, this is how dumb he is. It's difficult for me, and I'm no genius. I'm no genius, but I did all right in school. I think I'm reasonably intelligent. It's difficult for me to explain how dumb his statements are. That's what they're up against. Those who work at the White House, this is what they're up against. Not only is he dumb, they have the difficulty of trying to explain how dumb he is. There are many per persons. Well, no, there isn't. It's per person. Does it work? Absolutely. Absolutely. On a personal note, I have a bit of a situation, and I'm really not sure what I'm going to do with it. I have a friend and promoter who I've worked with for damn near 20 years now, who is very upset he can't go to the beach. As you know, California governor said we can't go to the beach, and he's so upset he can't go to the beach, he has become a full-on Trumper. Now, he fits the Trump demographic, right? White male, now an angry white male. And that's okay. Listen, if you want to support Trump, I've said it before, Go ahead. I'm not here to tell you who to support politically. I have friends who are Republican. Most of them are reasonable Republicans. I've had a couple of crazy Trumpers I've had to block or get rid of because I can't listen to it. But this guy, it was okay until I saw him post that racism isn't real. And now I have a big problem with that. I don't want to engage him. If someone says racism isn't real, I don't know how to... There are certain statements that are so ridiculous that I don't know how to talk to you after that. Like I said this about the flat earth people. If you tell me the earth is flat, we can't really talk because I don't know how to work from that baseline. Now, if you say you like Donald Trump, that's fine. If you say the closing the beaches is some kind of fascist, communist, Nazi thing, I think you're being ridiculous. But that's fine. That's your opinion. When you say that racism doesn't exist, I don't know if I can talk to you anymore. I really don't know if I can fuck with this guy anymore. I have to think about it, but I'm 80% block. And I'm not going to tell him. I don't need to tell him why. I don't need to have that argument with him. And this guy, I know him. I've known him a long time. Trust me. He knows a lot of black people. He knows a lot of Jewish people. He knows a lot of Latin people. He knows a lot of Middle Eastern people, Muslim people, et cetera, et cetera. It's Hollywood. We're all comics. We all work together. We've all worked with him. And now, and he's heard numerous stories of what our peoples have to put up with. Our per capitas are, there's numerous per capitas out here suffering from racist things. Just this past week, a grandmother had to get between white cops with guns and a 21-year-old black man laying on the ground because he was scared they were going to shoot. And reasonably, not like it hasn't happened before, and his 90-year-old grandmother had to get in the way. Nah, no racism. Doesn't exist. Grandma was crazy. There's no example of cops shooting young black men for doing nothing. This guy had run a stop sign, which I think is punishable by death. So this Trump thing becomes personal. He ain't bright, neither his followers. Now, moving on into what I wanted to talk about more. Oh, and there's another thing, and I'm not even sure where this fits in, so I'm gonna use it as a transition point. So a church in Mississippi, let's see if the name of it is here. I'm sure the church name is here. Sorry. Give me a minute. I'm looking at the article. What? Oh, here it is. It was the first Pentecostal church of something in Mississippi. It was just First Pentecostal Church. That's what it's called. It was burned down. And it was burned down because this church is fighting the restrictions of coronavirus, like stay home and wear a mask. Whoever burned the church down spray painted graffiti in the parking lot saying, "Bet you stay home now, you hypocrites." Hypocrites spelled HYPOKRITS. Ignorance, obviously. So the governor says that in Mississippi, a church is burned down. This is not us. Well, Governor, I don't know if you've looked at the history of Mississippi. This is exactly you. This is what Mississippi does. Mississippi burns down churches. You need only look at how many black churches have been burned. Now, here's the thing. I don't think this is a good idea. I don't agree. Although I agree in social distancing and wearing a mask to protect others, I'm damn sure not for burning down churches to prove your point. It's horrible. But don't sit up there in Mississippi and say, this isn't us. Look at why it is you. Look at why you have this tradition of burning churches as a method, a form, a voice of protest. But don't sit up here and say, this isn't us, when it is you. Mississippi is a church-burning state. Everyone knows that. It's what you do. It is exactly what you do, Governor. So get your shit together. Get your state together. Talk to your people. and stop the hate. Dial down the hate, because that's what it is. This is a hate crime. This is a hate crime, just like if you were burning down the church because of Christians, or if you were burning down the church because of Black people or gays or whatever other reason that Mississippi has burned down churches. This is the same type of hate crime. Now, the reason I say that this is the transition, what I want to talk about, what I really wanted to get into, is what these religious people, these so-called Christians or whatever you want to call them, what is their beef with science? I don't understand their hatred, their blocking, their disinformation. They're really against science. Science, I mean, this is my belief, okay? Again, I'm not knocking your religion, but God gave us brains. And he gave us brains to use. That was the whole purpose. He said, hey, I got these brains, and I'd appreciate it if you'd use them. I'm trying to make you smart. I'm trying to help you understand things. So I'm going to give you brains. There's a quote, beautiful quote, from Galileo, a scientist. And he said, quote, I do not feel obliged to believe that the same God who has endowed us with sense, reason, and intellect has intended us to forego their use. I couldn't say it better myself. It's so I get these posts, I get these things from people, and they really are. It's comical. So one guy sent me a thing about 5G. Somehow 5G has to do with the Antichrist and sending messages or something like that. Another guy, another born again Christian friend, sent me this thing from it was on Facebook. Some nurse is explaining why you shouldn't use masks. Okay. That breathing in the mask, you breathe your own air. You can get acidity from carbon dioxide and blah, blah, blah. If you wear a mask 24/7, it's like, okay, no one said wear a mask 24/7. They asked you to wear a mask when you go out in public. She talked about the N95 does not protect you from viruses and a bacteria and how small a virus is. Well, genius, that's not why they asked us to wear the mask. They asked us to wear the mask specifically because of what this nurse said, because they want you to breathe your own air. They don't want you to expel your breath, your droplets to other people. The masks are not to protect what's coming in. The masks are to block what's going out. But again, a religious person sent me this. Another guy, and these are people I've known for years. These are otherwise intelligent people. He sent me one of a pastor of one of these mega churches, a Black mega church, because it does cross race, even though there's more white people who are anti-mask, but that's the Trump part of it. But Black pastor saying, when they come up with a vaccine, don't take the vaccine because it's actually the virus. They want to shoot you up with the virus. They never say why. I guess the assumption is they want to experiment on us or kill us. But the point is, I don't understand the pro-religion, anti-science aspect of these things, okay? There are so many, okay? Churches in California, the 1,200 pastors have vowed to hold in-person services on May 31st on the Pentecost. It's a festival, the 50th day of Easter. Now, here in California, they said that, you know, we still have no gathering rules, and they're slowly opening up things. They're opening up some more retail stores, etc. They're opening in waves, and churches are supposed to open in the third wave. And the reason for that is a church is a small building, or maybe a large building, but it involves a large number of people in close proximity the exact way, that like a perfect storm, for this disease to be passed from person to person. That is how it happens. That is the science of it. And they're just like, nah, science doesn't exist. In Georgia, we know Georgia opened a couple of weeks ago. The Catoosa Baptist Tabernacle Church, led by Pastor Justin Gazaway in Ringgold, Georgia, which I had no idea there was Ringgold, Georgia, restarted services on April 26th. And they stopped services on May 11th. There will be no more in-person worship for the foreseeable future. Why? Because families have been infected with COVID-19. Because it's been spreading around the church. Because they insisted on holding church services. Science said, don't get together. They're like, we'll get together. Don't worry. Jesus will protect us. By the way, I saw a great post about these people with Jesus will protect us. If Jesus is protecting you, why do you need to take your handguns to the grocery store? Just saying, if Jesus is protecting you, why do you need a rocket launcher to go to a Subway sandwich place in downtown Raleigh? Here's another one. And these are the ones that I really can't stand. These are the ones that annoy me the most, okay? Down, a Florida man, and I know that's a shock that it is a Florida man. He has been infected with the coronavirus after saying it's a hoax, after saying it's all fake, after blah, 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 blah. Brian Hitchens, rideshare driver living in Jupiter, Florida. He said, I do not fear the virus because I know my God is bigger than this virus. And Jesus is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords and so forth. That was on April 2nd. On April 18th, been homesick for over a week. Both my wife and I are homesick. Day later, they were admitted to the Palm Beach Gardens Medical Center, took straight to ICU. His wife is still on a ventilator. She might not make it. Okay, and now he's saying, looking back, I should have wore a mask. I'm paying a price. This virus is real. This is nothing to be messed with. Please listen to authorities. Heed the advice of experts. Fuck off. You know why this bothers me, people like him? Because now that he's sick, now that he's using medical facilities, now that he's putting first responders, medical professionals, etc., at risk because he was going to be protected by Jesus. And I'm not knocking Jesus. I'm knocking these idiots who use it as anti-science. So now he's in the hospital, possibly getting other people sick. His wife might die. You know, this is the problem with this anti-science thing. We're living in the real world, people. And in the real world, you people, the people who are using this religion as anti-science, are a danger to society. If you want to do that, when you get the virus, when this guy gets the virus, don't go to the hospital. Go to church. Go to church. Talk to your friends. Spread it around. But do us all a favor. Keep it amongst yourselves. Don't wear your masks. Sit next to each other. Sing, dance, spit, cough in each other's faces in the name of Jesus. Fine. Have fun. But stay away from us because we are thinking, reasonable people who believe in science. Now, there's a lot of religious people who believe in science. And there's a lot of religious people who understand that things are changing and we have to deal with them. They live in the real world. Right now, the CDC is saying that the disease is, they're changing their guidelines on and science on how long the disease stays on various surfaces. They said it was like 3 days. Now they're saying maybe it's only a day. So we may not have to worry as much about disinfecting everything we touch. But they absolutely say the number one way it spread is droplets, people breathing on each other. You know how we stop breathing on each other? We stay away from each other. We keep social distance. We wear a mask to keep our germs in. Okay, Miss Nurse from Arizona or whatever. Yeah, that's why we wear a mask. We don't wear a mask 24/7. We don't wear a mask in our own home. We don't wear a mask in our own car. We wear a mask when we go out in public, when we go to the store, maybe when we're pumping gas or doing something like that, because we're amongst other people and we don't want to get it on them. And we're hoping they're nice enough not to get it on us. all these people who are at the store talking about their rights. Some guy at a Costco just pissed off because a Costco employee was like, no, you ain't shopping here. Took his cart away. Get out because you won't wear a mask because you're a fucking idiot. Okay. Just no other reason for it. Just wear a mask. I wear a mask. Okay. I don't wear a mask when I have my helmet on and I'm riding my motorcycle. But when I stop and go in the store, put the mask on. I talked about this last week. Take seconds. There's nobody behind me. I didn't join a communist organization. I'm not trying to bring down the government. It's being shown on Twitter that a whole lot of these anti-mask tweets and stuff, they're bots. The Russians are at it again. They're just bots tweeting disinformation because they know that Americans are world-class stupid and anxious to believe these things. That's what's amazing. Just anxious. Sure, Bill Gates wants to give you coronavirus. No particular reason. He's just in on it. It's unbelievable. We're not the only ones. I did read an article today that saying that in London, 1 in 5 people thinks the coronavirus is a hoax. But then they voted for Brexit, and the day after they voted for Brexit, the most Googled term in England was Brexit. They didn't know what the hell they were voting for. So we're not the only ones that dumb, but we are. And the use of religion to control the masses is as old as religion. It is you. People want to believe in something. They take advantage of your desire to believe in something. They lie to you. They steep. Trust me, the people telling you to go to church, blah, 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 they ain't going to church. And they're wearing masks and they have better health care than you can imagine. They're interested in making money. They're interested in getting back into business. The church leaders, listen, do you know how much money churches make? Do you know how many billions of dollars, for example, the Mormon church is using on Wall Street? That's a business. But we're not going to get into the tax-free aspect. We're going to get into the anti-science aspect. Read a book. Learn something. God gave you intelligence. Use it. And if you choose not to, stay amongst yourselves. Don't come around us. Stay amongst yourselves. Hey, I'm a dumbass. Are you a dumbass? You know, we got a leader who ain't too bright. Hey, let's all us per capitas get together and go to church over at the per capita Pentecostal church of we don't believe shit. Have fun. I'm going to end on a very positive note. I think this woman is phenomenal, and I love reading about this. Her name is Rimashe Nelson. She is the first black woman to join the Thunderbirds. She is an officer and a pilot in the Air Force, and she now flies with the Thunderbirds. She graduated from Howard University, a historical black university. And now she's with the, you know, the Thunderbirds. They're like the Blue Angels or whatever. They're the Air Force fighter pilots that do the flyovers and the demonstrations. They've been doing flyovers for first responders. People are mad about it, saying it's a waste of money, but it's really not, because they have to train anyway. They have to fly anyway. It's their job. It's what they do. So they're like, as long as we're flying, let's do these flyovers. And it's very impressive when they do it. They're low and they're fast and they're loud and it's very cool. And she's one of them. And she said she's happy to have joined the Thunderbirds, because now when a young black girl looks up and sees them fly over, she knows she can be one of them too. That's amazing. That's a good story. I'm going to end on a good story. Thank you guys for paying attention. Thanks for listening. This is Alonzo Bowden. Follow me online. You know I'm doing a lot of this. The podcast this week, I had one come up with Bill Dawes called the After Laugh from the Laugh Factory. It was fun. And then I broke bread with Tom Papa. Please go to my Facebook page. Check out Breaking Bread with Tom Papa. He's a fellow panelist on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. He's a fellow comic. He is brilliantly funny. And we talk about food during the pandemic. Lots of fun. Thank you for listening. Thanks for paying attention. All things comedy. Thanks for cleaning up my mess. I appreciate you. Bye.